Now, just for the moment, return again to your contact point. That spot where the back of your leg touches the surface beneath you. You want to look for a friend or possibly send them a message. But just pay attention first to this point for a moment. And just let your attention rest there, keeping it steady as always, getting relatively calm, quieting your mind as much as you can for this moment. And just paying attention. This is the rhythm of your breathing. Any stray images in your mind, just clearing out. Because the contact point can also be a departure point. If you wanted to find someone that you didn't know very well, you might start by looking up their number in the phone book or locate their address on a map. But with friends, it's easier. And the interesting thing is that we already think of our friends, have images of our friends within our own minds. Sometimes we even talk to them, say things we want to say to them, inside our own heads. And many people have had the experience of knowing that a particular friend would call on the phone right before that person called. Some people have an image of someone at a time in the day, or have a sense of deja vu. And a little later they actually see that person in reality somewhere. It's an interesting process. No one knows exactly how it happens. But you can imagine what it would be like if you knew where your friend was in a real place at a particular time. And imagine going there to meet them. And perhaps as you first arrive, they're in a place, perhaps alone or with some other people. And you notice or sense things about this place. And yet your attention goes to your friend. And you can see them clearly, even in a crowd. Even tune into their voice, among all the voices. Out of all the people there are in the world, your attention narrows down to just your friend at this time. And if you were to wonder where your friend is now, or at a particular time, that becomes now, how your friend is doing. The process of sending your attention to them and have it already arrive without knowing where they are consciously, but discovering where they are, so that now the process of locating your friend becomes a matter of your attention just arriving in the place where they are, and you beginning to notice, as well as listen, as well as sense, some general things about this place where your friend is at this time. Perhaps a first impression or a partial image forms, or you get a feeling or a sound or just something general, just something symbolic about your friend's location at this time. I don't know what first comes to you about your friend's present circumstance, but what are the major elements? What do you get about their general surroundings? Are there any images or shapes or colors that stand out? Any partial pictures, sounds or smells? Just make a note of anything that comes to you. Are there significant objects? Any characteristics to this place? Is your friend inside or outside? Is this place man-made or natural? Is it a place of work or a place of play? What is the function of this place your friend is in at this time? And is there anything you can see off to your right or off to your left as you look around here? What stands out? And how is your friend feeling at this time? What comes to you about their mood or their basic emotion at this time? Is there a word or a phrase of significance? And is there anything else that comes to you that you can see or hear or feel? Either about them or through them. Because now that you're in contact with them, you might sense things through them or see something they're seeing or hear something they're hearing. But you can also send a message to them, if you choose. There may be something in particular you want them to know. Do you want them to contact you? Or just maybe send them a friendly, affectionate message that is an expression of your friendship. And is there any other impression about your friend's location and mood at this time? Is there a central image or a overall impression? Just see whether something comes to you. Or is there a word or a phrase? And now just allow your awareness to drift back to your present time and place and write out your notes in more detail. And you may even want to draw pictures of any particular shapes that you got, anything of significance that's come to you.